Going to start the meeting? Al, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic where we stand, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let the record reflect that Michelle Schneider, Director Michelle Schneider, is not here tonight. All other board members are here. Okay, first item is discussion of possible action regarding minutes of the board meeting of July 1st, 2017.
Mr. President, if I may, I think there's a public comment section.
You're right. Sorry. Yeah.
My name is Lynn Crawford, and I just brought some information on the sewer lamp thing. I'll tell you guys what it is. The local area management plan, the LAMP, was developed by San Bernardino County in response to the State Water Resources Control Board proposed policy for siting, design, operation, and maintenance of on-water, on-site wastewater treatment systems, more commonly known as septic systems. The LAMP is currently under review and is expected to be approved. Wrightwood is mentioned in the LAMP as an area of concern on account of failing sewer systems and possible nitrates discharge. Up until 2012, the state required CSA 56 to quarterly sample a well just downstream from Wrightwood looking for nitrates and contaminants. The order was rescinded in 2012 because there was no end-of-pipe discharge. There was no point to monitoring the well because there was no centralized sewer system to monitor. They were just actually monitoring the groundwater. The current wording in the current LAMP discusses pathogens includes Wrightwood groundwater monitoring well data should the Wrightwood Community Service District resume periodic sampling of the Wrightwood Community groundwater monitoring well. So I called Blahatin, spoke with Mike Cooney. Blahatin is our local regional water quality control board. He believes the wording in the LAMP is suggestive only, and there is no state or regional requirement that would direct the CSD to resume monitoring. He also believes that there will be no new requirement, as the sampling was just from groundwater since we have no sewer system. I also have an email from Kimberly Cox. The LAMP is based on AB 885. Kimberly Cox is on the Lahontan Water Board. She's also with Hallandale CSD. She sent this email to Natalie last August when we were doing this meeting. It says, regarding AB 885, I believe the focus is on septic systems near impaired water bodies on the 303D list. Also, if there is no known nitrate contamination in your area, I don't think there's a significant risk of mandates related, therefore, to your community. I do know that Lahontan would love to see Wrightwood sewered at some point. They'd love to see the entire state sewered. There are 1.2 million sewer systems in the state of California, and they want them all gone. That could happen someday. He acknowledged the fact that there were no state or county money to pay for sewers, and the entire burden would be on the community of Wrightwood. Grant funding is very unlikely, as the per capita income in Wrightwood makes it ineligible for funding. At some point, I think we need to address this issue and possibly look for grant funding for a feasibility study, but I think that we got a lot of other issues, and there doesn't seem to be any pressing need at this point. I also spoke today with Jim Cohen of the Golden State Water, and he told me two things. Of course, I knew this, that they monitor their wells continuously. and there is no sign of any contaminants in their wells. Also, our water goes downstream to Sheep Creek Water Company. And they are all tied in together. They all report to each other. There has been no contaminants going downstream, which is really what Lahontan is concerned about. So at this point, I'd like to propose that we just kind of sit on it and wait to hear what the land has to say. If the board is interested, I've put together kind of a historical review of the sewer committee since 2000 to kind of give you some background knowledge, and I can present that at the September 1 meeting.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you. I just want to reiterate what Lynn said, that Lahontan is not calling for sewering in Wrightwood. Just to be absolutely clear, if no one leaves this room thinking that that's what they want, just because Mike Cooney's opinion is that at some point they would like to see California sewered rather than on septic systems, okay? There's no mandate for a sewer system in Wrightwood right now. You made that crystal clear, and I just want to reiterate. Thank you.
Sir?
My name is Robert Hayden. I've lived in Wrightwood since 1968.
Pull up the mic.
I would like to talk about...
Can you get on the mic, Bob? Yeah, closer.
There you go.
I would like to talk about disabled parking. In 2012, we had two disabled parking places right outside the door here by the rail. Special districts removed them ostensibly because it didn't meet ADA requirements on elevation. And so they said they would replace them within the next year. They even said they had plans made up to replace the signs elsewhere. And then year after year it was budget. It was all the plans didn't pass muster. On and on. I wrote several letters to county, including two trips by Supervisor Lovinggood to come up and look at it. And he looked and he said, well, you'll hear from us. That was on down the line from 2012 to now. Now that we've had the vote to form the CSD, the county come up and put in a joke outside the, right across the street. It is a joke because it's in more violation than the two that were outside the door. In fact, if you look around Wrightwood, the only one that I can think of is in compliance would be at the post office. The rest of them pretty much do not. But what I am proposing, that we replace the sign or put the signs back up outside the ramp here, because we do have people who are wheelchair-bound that want to come to the function here. And I think it probably would be better to put in a single and make it van accessible. But give them enough room so that when the driver opens his door when he parks there, he wouldn't be in the drip line of the community or the rain gutters, of which there are none. He'll be able to move over enough to open his door and go there. So then a person who is in a wheelchair would only have to go a few feet, come up the ramp, and he would be in the building. As a mitigation, I would request that we look further for another couple of spots, possibly directly west of the ones that are located at the old bank. But definitely we should do something about this area here, and that's my recommendation. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Any other public comments? Okay. Item four, discussion of possible action regarding minutes of the board meeting July 1st, 2017. Now, Steve, I was pretty late in getting this to all the other board members, so I don't know if that's really enough time to look it over or...
It's really up to the board. I saw that you did email it out. I haven't been able to access it. I wasn't in my office at the time, and I haven't been able to access it on my phone.
Well, I sent the wrong one initially, and then I resent it. As late as it was.
So it's really up to the board to determine the comfort level that the board has with approving the minutes. Certainly hold off on taking any action at this time. The only thing I would remind the board is that the registrar's office is waiting on those minutes in order to then lock in your terms of office for its records. But there isn't anything that is exigent with respect to that, doing that. There aren't any elections that are upcoming quickly. So if you want to push back this item, and then maybe we can bring back draft minutes of the other meetings as well.
Yeah, I looked it over. It looked okay to me. I don't think we should. I mean, it looked fine to me, if everyone else is comfortable with it.
I looked at them on my phone. It looked fine.
I'm looking at them now because
it
came in a little bit later. But I could do it real quick.
Yeah, please.
Wes, may I add that I actually proofed them. I've been working with Alex on it now, so I've read them a couple of times myself.
Oh, okay, great. Okay, thank you. You okay with this?
I would have to abstain from the vote because I have not read them yet.
Oh, okay.
But I think you can still vote without me.
Okay, I can vote on this.
Okay, do I have a motion to accept the meetings from July 1st, minutes from July 1st?
I second that.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 That's three, and then you're abstaining?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Motion passed.
Okay, item five, discussion of possible action regarding district insurance. So we did get a quote from this, for this. And I don't know if anybody's had time to look it over. I looked it over, and I mean, I liked it. I thought it was a pretty decent price for what it is. $7,000.
Yeah, I looked at it as well. $7,200.
Right.
What, $1.6 million in assets?
Yeah.
I think that's what I mean, that's the only option we have right now.
Well, it covers $2.5 million. We have to join the association, so it's another $1,477, I think.
Okay.
For that, added on to the insurance. I mean, we probably should join the association anyway.
Yeah.
The membership in the association is really valuable. I think it'll pay dividends.
Right. Right. What do you think, Natalie?
I think I'm okay with it as well. We've been advised throughout the whole process that it would be smart to be part of the association. So I'm okay with it.
So, Steve, I think the motion would be to join. I don't know what the money. It's kind of complicated. It's many steps. Got to join the association. Have to. Get a resolution going. You actually have to look at the language because it has some joint powers agreement in there.
Correct. There's a number of documents in here, including a draft resolution. Typically, with SDRMA documents, there really isn't any negotiation that takes place. Much like PERS, either you agree with it or you don't agree with it. My recommendation is if the board's comfortable with the documents, then that you would go ahead and entertain a motion and a second and take a vote
on whether to move forward with that, and that would include adoption of the resolution that's included in the agenda tonight.
Can I get a motion to adopt a resolution and move forward with the insurance?
I'll make a motion to adopt a resolution and move forward with the insurance.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed? All right, the motion carries. Any public discussion on the insurance? It's pretty important that we get it. Any questions or anything on it? Okay. Item 6, discussion and possible adoption of resolution authorizing acceptance of real property interest from the county service area 56. So I have Randy Ward looked at it and came up with all the APNs, and it looked fine with me. I would like to make a map, a more easy to understand map that just has all the parcels and everything on there to pass out to the public, but and the other board members. But it looked pretty straightforward to me. Stephanie, you know the most about this. Did you see anything in there that was, or should we get the map and all that first and do a little bit more analysis? I did not find out about the title insurance. Haven't done that yet.
So I think we can make a motion to accept the deeds as they came in, and also investigate title insurance for the future, right?
Yes.
And I would agree that moving forward with accepting the deeds as they came in is a good way to go.
Okay. All right. Do I have a motion to accept the deeds from the county?
I will make a motion to accept the deeds from the county.
Perhaps the easiest way to do it would be a motion to adopt resolution number 2017-1.
That's just too simple.
Resolution number 2017-1.
I would like to make a motion to accept the resolution for, I'm sorry, I would like to make a motion to accept resolution 2017-1.
I second it.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Any public comment on the deeds? All right. Item 7, discussion of possible action regarding service agreement with the county service area 70.
Mr. President, if you may, I can present on this.
Yeah.
So in the agenda materials is the draft services agreement that we received from county council, and in the red lines on the document, as well as in the comments on the margin, are more or less my thoughts on the document. This was discussed at the board at your last board meeting last week, and has been conveyed. My comments have been conveyed to county council, and I did receive word back from county council today that they were in agreement with the changes that we had, except for one minor clarification. If you look on section 5A of the services agreement, the concern that they had there was, well, the first of all, the change that I made was I took out the reference to ordinance number SD number 17-02 adopted by the Board of Supervisors on April 18, 2017. And then hardwired the language that says that the district would pay at the rate of $16 per hour for services actually performed by said former CSA 56 and or other CSA 70 staff member for the district during the O&M contract period. What the county wants to change there is, what their concern is, well, the other staff member may be at a different rate than the $16 per hour. So what they want to do is take out the and or other CSA 70 language in there, and indicate that it would just be $16 an hour for the former CSA 56 employee. And then they want to add in language that said in 5B that says the parties recognize that the hourly rate may increase if another staff member is utilized in lieu or in addition to the former CSA 56 staff member. They've agreed to keep the following sentence that says, in such event, compensation paid by district shall be adjusted as agreed by the parties. So you would still have control over whether you agree to that other individual doing work for the district. So there would still be consultation, coordination, and consent by all parties for that to take place, but they have agreed to the language that would hardwire in $16 per hour. All other provisions, all other changes and comments that I had were agreed to. You'll note that my comment with respect to 7B dealt with insurance, and at the time that my comments were made, the district did not have insurance at that point. All the documents with SDRMA have been submitted, you're covered. I think that then you'll be in a position to execute this agreement.
Right.
So it's really up to the board whether or not the change to Section 5 as recommended by County Council is acceptable to the board. And secondly, whether you want to go ahead and authorize the board president to execute this agreement once the insurance has been obtained, or whether you want to bring the agreement back in clean form for subsequent approval at a later
date. I mean, I think we should wait for the insurance and make sure we absolutely have the insurance in place and then proceed with a clean copy. Yeah. Okay, so no action on this.
What about the change to 5B? Is that a problem, or would... I can continue to work with County Council if that's a problem.
No, I think it's fine. I think it's fine, of course. Do we need to adopt a motion?
No. Well, I think what I can do is if the board agrees with that position, then I could advise County Council that we're in agreement on all of the salient provisions of the contract, and that we're just waiting for insurance to be secured, and then we'll bring it back to the board and clean version.
Right. Okay.
Steve, do you see any room in here for them to use their discretion? So, for example, Shannon is sick and calls them for a replacement, and they send out their CSA 70 employee for the day, and they don't notify us because there's a relationship between CSA 70 and Shannon. So they send out a replacement for her for that day, but they bill us at the higher rate. Do you see room in that language for that to happen?
I think you're covered under the sentence, and that's a really good question, Director Carroll. I think you're covered under the provision in Section 5B that says in such event, if another staff member is to perform those services, in such event, compensation paid by district shall be adjusted as agreed by the parties.
After the event?
It would be subject to approval. But again, part of the logistical problem is, okay, so who approves it? No individual board member has the ability to approve it.
Right.
You don't have any staff at this point in time. So getting pre-approval is difficult, if not impossible. So I guess that's sort of the logistics, until you have a general manager, then that's the logistical problem that we have.
But that could be their claim. Oh, there was no person that we could contact to change it, so we went ahead and did it.
Yeah, you know, that's something I could raise with County Council while we wait for the insurance.
But it does say as agreed. I mean, that implies both people have to be on board, right?
To me, that implies that, yes.
It's not explicitly stated, maybe.
Yeah. And I understand that there may be situations where, like,
Director Carroll indicated, if the individual, the employee is sick, and so the county sends someone out because you need someone to come out here, and that person is at a different rate.
Yeah.
And there isn't, you can't get pre-approval because you need that person out that day, and the board can only act under the Brown Act as a collective body, and through notice and agenda and all that. So it does create some logistical issues, for sure. But I could raise that with county council, it's a great point. And so I could raise it with county council and just indicate that the board had some concerns if that were to occur.
Why don't you then?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Chuck Franklin? I noticed on the contract it said something to the effect that this would be retroactive to July 5th. Is that still in the contract, and has Shannon been working since July 5th?
Yeah, she has.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that direction.
Discussion of possible action regarding collection of solid waste management disposal facility fees. And Natalie, can you speak to this?
Stephanie, I'm not sure if you shared last week, but we had a meeting with County Solid Waste Management Division. Did you talk about that last week?
Yeah, Mr. Kennedy gave a rundown on that.
So really, I don't have an update on that other than we are waiting to hear from them on the next steps for the San Bernardino County side of the process.
Yeah, if I may, since the last board meeting, the committee has actually been hard at work at obtaining information, background information on the LAFCO procedures in both the San Bernardino County and LA County. And specifically, Director Lopiccolo has obtained quite a bit of information with respect to the filings that would need to be done in LA County. And they are extensive. Just to establish an account for the properties to be assessed, your solid waste management fee. And so we've obtained those documents, and both Director Lopiccolo and Director Carroll have gone through an immense amount of background paperwork to provide me with some of the protest hearings of the documentation that LAFCO engaged in a year ago before moving forward with the formation of the CSD. So what I recommend is with respect to the LA County side, I believe that what the district will need to do, what the board will need to do, will be to conduct a public hearing before August 10th to adopt a resolution, to consider adoption of a resolution that would formalize the action that was taken by LAFCO with respect to the establishment of those solid waste management facility fees in the LA County properties. And so I would suggest a public hearing that would require notice of the public hearing to be published in the newspaper of general circulation within the LA County area that which the district has jurisdiction. Once a week for 2 weeks prior to the hearing. Director Carroll, I believe it was Director Carroll, has already talked to an individual with the Mountaineer who has typically, that's a very expensive process, but my understanding is the Mountaineer is willing to do it for free. And so that is, in my experience, unheard of, frankly. And so that is incredible word that they're willing to do. So anyways, that would require notice to be, as long as there is a condition, as long as notice of the public hearing is transmitted to them by tomorrow morning. And so I can go back to my office, and once I get direction from the board on the date that you want to have the public hearing, I can go back to my office, prepare that notice of public hearing, email it over to Director Carroll and Director Lopiccolo, and then that can be conveyed over to the Mountaineer. And then that can get into, if it's sent out tomorrow, by tomorrow, then that can get into the newspaper on Thursday. And so that would allow for publication on, sorry.
July 20th and July
27th. July 20th and July 27th, and then you could have the hearing on August 3rd, and then convey that, if the resolution is adopted by the board, then convey, you would have a week to convey that material over to LA County. On the San Bernardino side, as I mentioned at the last board meeting, in my view, it appears to me, based upon an action that was taken by the Board of Supervisors in April, that the board has already continued its 8514 solid waste management fee for fiscal year 2017-18. By adoption of an ordinance in April. I talked to county council today on that, and a different county council, and she indicated to me that they're still researching that. My view is that because the county has already taken that action, that there would not be any additional action that would need to be taken by this board, that it would be that the dump passes would be issued through the county, but the monies that would be collected would be attributable to the district. So if that's the case, then I don't believe there would be any additional action that would be needed to be taken by the board on the San Bernardino County side. But this, with an August 3rd hearing date, certainly allows time for finalization of that opinion, and if that changes from if the county has a different opinion, then it would enable us to move forward with what would be needed on the San Bernardino County side for the board to take action to continue that existing fee. So that's really all I have at this time. But my suggestion would be to set a public hearing date of August 3rd.
So we just make a motion to set a public hearing date for,
or by consensus, if consensus of the board, it doesn't necessarily require formal board action. If the consensus of the board is to do that, that would be enough for me.
Yep, I think so. We need to.
Yes, please.
Yep.
We definitely need to do that. My only question is, on the calendar for August 3rd here, it says AC 100-mile run from Thursday the 3rd to Saturday the 5th, so I don't know if we'd have to clarify if they'd be in here all day. We might.
Is that the 100-mile run that goes from here to Pasadena?
Yeah, and I believe they start here, so I'm not sure why they're calendared for 3 days straight, but we'd have to find out.
It's usually what, Saturday morning, but they probably have events.
They do preparations in here.
Preparations.
But can we do the public hearing in the museum? Is there a capacity requirement, or?
There's not necessarily a capacity requirement, but when the notice is published, has to identify the time, place, and location. So once you give that direction to me now, that is written in stone, essentially.
Is the museum open on August 3rd?
It looks like it is, yeah.
That would be my suggestion, that we use the museum, because the AC 100 does have it for those days, and it's very important to them that we don't, it's important to all of us that we don't disrupt their schedule.
Okay. And I agree. Do we need to make any type of decision about putting it in the paper, or are we decided that we are going to try and put this in the paper by tomorrow?
Yes.
So hearing, brainstorming this issue may be a good idea then for the board to make a formal motion and take formal action to hold a special meeting on August 3rd. I don't know what time, and I don't have the address for the museum. But I could just leave, if possible, could I just leave that blank?
Yeah.
6,000 Cedar Street.
All right. 6,000 Cedar. 6,000 Cedar. Okay. And what time?
Is there a recommended time for a public hearing like that?
I think just any, whatever we think is convenient for the...
I wouldn't recommend, say, 2 in the morning. But
I like 5 p.m. if everyone is okay with that, but...
What day is it?
That's on a Thursday,
mm-hmm.
at 5 p.m.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay, it's okay with me. Yeah.
6,000?
Correct.
Cedar.
So
for me, the only thing I have is I do have a board meeting in Hallandale at 6:30, but
you can make that.
Okay.
You're not welcome.
Do you suggest we do it earlier?
Let's see.
I mean, I feel like we really need to there.
Yeah.
Think
yeah, we got to.
That we should do it earlier.
I can. I mean, I can be up here on Thursday earlier if we need to.
And how would the public feel if we had a public
early.
Meeting like that during business hours?
Well,
instead of outside.
You know, keep in mind that,
yeah.
that is the most important
yeah.
consideration.
So is it possible to move it to August 4th? That's a Friday.
Yeah. That's our meeting day.
You're there.
That's our meeting
at what
day.
Time? I don't have the
but
calendar in front of me.
Until 3:30.
One to three, the Historical Society.
But there's nothing
there
to pass. Okay,
no.
Can
we do it? Is it really pushing at that date? I mean, we have to do it earlier the better,
mm-hmm.
or is the fourth still going to work?
My suggestion would be to have it on the third.
Okay.
And then I'll work it out with Kimberly. If I'm a little late, she's easy to deal with. She won't. She might be happy.
Right. Okay.
Then August 3rd, 5 p.m. at the old fire station.
All right, we need a motion for that, Steve.
At the 6,000 Cedar Street.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, please. A motion to set up a special meeting, special board meeting for that.
A motion for that now.
Can I just make a comment before? I'm worried about the 5 o'clock time. I know that you have a conflict, but I know from past experience that we're going to hear from a lot of people that
they're
we scheduled it at 5 o'clock and no one could get here from down the hill to be there for it. That is a real thing that we have heard before.
But Steph, it's just for this one resolution.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're right. It is for one resolution, but it's a pretty big one.
Yeah.
We could do it.
Second? Do you have a clone?
The second would work just because we'd have to have it published in
yeah.
the newspaper for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we could push it till later, but then that's really interrupting you and Hallandale.
Pick the date that works best for you, and I'll work around that. The time that works best for you.
Stephanie, do you think 6 is... acceptable? Or
I think something? 6 is reasonable, right? You can usually be here by 6.
Anyone out there want to say anything now?
I agree with you wholeheartedly, Stephanie. We've had a lot of complaints about meetings being too early and the public can't get here. My suggestion would be to make it at 7 o'clock, give time for people to come home from work to get to the meeting.
I have to agree with that. It's a big one.
How's that work for you, Steve?
Well,
not sorry.
It doesn't work very well for Steve at all. I guess I
work for you, so.
Excellent. That's the best answer. Okay, I'm going to make a motion that we have the meeting on August 3rd at 7 p.m. at 6,000 Cedar.
I second that motion.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Hi.
All opposed? All right, motion carries. Go ahead, John.
I'm Steve. Will there be any changes to the San Bernardino County residents with the dump card? Will there be a fee involved for us next year?
I would absolutely not recommend that.
No, no, of course not. No. But I just, okay.
No, no, I would not recommend any increase at all.
Okay. And I publicly, I'd like to thank Steve and Vicki, owners of the Mountaineer Project, for putting that to good.
Yeah, for those. Yeah. Next is discussion of possible action regarding exclusive franchise agreement with CR&R Incorporated.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll open it, and then if the committee wants to jump in, they can. As you know, the CSA 56 had a franchise agreement with CR&R to provide solid waste collection services within the area. And so the district, as the successor in interest to CSA 56, is also successor in interest to that agreement. The arrangement is similar to what arrangement the CR&R had with Phelan Pinyon Hill CSB. And in that case, Phelan Pinyon Hill CSB adopted a exclusive franchise agreement with CR&R that was basically a carryover of the agreement that CR&R had with the county. It was a document that I drafted for Phelan Pinyon Hills, and so it's one that could be used at minimal cost to the district, similar format that could be used with CR&R to formalize your relationship with CR&R. Following the open session portion of the meeting last week, I talked with Mr. Spears regarding that. He agreed with that process. And so what my suggestion would be for me to work with the committee on modifying the format of the agreement that was the Phelan Pinyon Hills agreement. There will be changes that will be made necessary, mainly just because of the factual recitals that need to be inserted in there regarding how you were, the differences between how you were formed and how Phelan Pinyon Hills was formed. But essentially, work with the committee on that, put together a draft agreement, get that over to Mr. Spears for his review, and then once the committee and Mr. Spears have had an opportunity to look at it, and there is hopefully agreement on that, to bring it back to the board for approval at a later date.
All right, so you're basically going to use that as a template and put the literal changes in there. Yeah, that sounds good to me. Yeah, seems like we'll save some time and effort on that.
Thank you.
Sure. Yeah, thank you, Steve, for working. Any public comment on that? All right, item 10, discussion of possible action regarding process of general manager appointment. Natalie and I have been working on this pretty hard, and what we're going to do is publish a job description. But we're going to make it short. We're going to put it out there to the public, and we're going to make it very short on receiving resumes, because we need a general manager in the worst way. So, Natalie, you have any comments on that?
No, I'm on the same page. We need to do it quickly, and I was thinking maybe we could put a timeline on accepting resumes, and then
yeah.
Continue to.
I think we can have something up published, and we'll put it on Facebook, Wrightwood Calif, and where else?
Possibly the newspaper. We were talking about the newspaper, maybe publishing that in the newspaper.
Maybe publishing the fact, like maybe not the actual
job description,
but a reference to it, so you can find it here in Wrightwood Calif. Could you do that, Steve? Oh, that'd be great. And but I think we should put a really short time, like a week.
Yesterday.
Right. A week. And have a week to get us some resumes, and then we'll, if we see anything good in there, then we'll conduct an interview.
Will this be something you'll send to us for tomorrow morning?
Yeah. Yep. We'll get it over. Well, we'll get you the we'll get you the link to where it's going to be, but we probably need till this weekend to get it up on Wrightwood Calif. Maybe John, maybe you could set up a separate spot on Wrightwood Calif for us and all the CSD stuff right there. Oh, okay, great.
Not sure if it makes more sense if you are writing about this meeting tonight in your publication for Thursday, but maybe you could just include just a quick sentence like they are accepting applications currently. You can send them to, you know, gm@wrightwoodcsd.org, right?
Right. Those emails just, they come to me right now. When we get a GM, it'll go there.
Does everyone else feel that's how we should go?
We need a GM really bad.
Yeah, I think we're all like that, putting it out there on Facebook and then the link and then the newspaper. Mm-hmm. Just a quick, short job description, and then
The
next, a week from Friday, would be the drop dead time or drop dead date.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Would it be possible to maybe post it at the same locations that you post your board meetings as well?
Sure. That's a good idea. Okay. That's a great idea. Thanks, Steve. Yeah, we could do that. Right. Okay. Okay.
So it appears that there was an article, and I must have missed this because I did look through the paper. There was an article about us looking for a general manager. I do want to make a correction that the emails in there, they're for our email addresses, it's just our first name at rightwoodcsd.org.
I suggest for this week we put a separate little ad in the classified help wanted, just with a link to where to go, because Terry's article won't be in until next week.
Okay. That's great. I know you're already doing so much for us. I didn't want to have to ask you to do another one, but that's great. Thank you.
Any other public comment? Can you? Sure.
I sense you have a giddy up on this. You want to get the manager real quick. However, will there be a complete background check on this person before he actually goes to work?
Absolutely.
Hello, Randy Barbach, Wrightwood Property Owners Association. After discussion about this last meeting, I went back and looked at all our notes. Everything said from the time it started that the interview for general manager would be in public meeting, and that is really important for transparency. I know we're short on time, but what's the plan for interviewing and actually hiring the GM?
I don't think there's a requirement that we do that in public. That's going to be, it's really going to slow it down. I don't know that we have time for that. I mean, it's Steve. There's no requirement for that, right?
So there's no requirement that there be an interview in public. In fact, the Brown Act allows for the board to meet in closed session regarding public employees.
But could we do something like? Could we whittle it down to a couple of candidates and then present that to the, you know, I don't want to go through, you know, let's say we have five interviews, and I mean, that'll really slow it down.
The typical process is something that you already started it, where you have a committee that does the grunt work on it. It puts together the criteria. Sometimes that criteria goes back to the board for the full board
to agree on the criteria. Once that is agreed to, then it is typically, then the position is flown for a period of time, and applications are received with a deadline. And then once those applications are received, then the committee reviews those applications and narrows down the scope to whatever, pick a number, 3, 5, whatever.
Right.
And then the board conducts the interviews of those individuals. Typically that is in public. Again, we're talking about,
okay.
I'm talking what the typical protocol
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
And so the interview of the three that are so that that committee is narrowed down, that interview would be done in public. And typically the stipulation is that you can't kick people out of public board meetings, but you can ask them, the individuals that are not being interviewed, in case there is questions that have pre-prepared questions that the board is going to ask. It would be fair to the individuals that are, you know, at third, second or third to know what questions are going to be asked. You can ask them to leave. If they don't leave, you can make them leave, but that also says something about their occupation. So, and that's sort of the typical process, and then the appointment. The board can go into closed session to have a conversation amongst itself about the appointment, or it can be done in open session at that point in time. But,
okay.
but the appointment cannot be made by the committee, so we're clear. The committee has
right.
no authority
right.
to make the appointment. The appointment has to be done by the board, and it has to be done at a noticed and agendized public meeting.
Right. Okay. All right. Thank you. Well, we've already done a bunch of work on this, and we've had a couple of interviews already. So, I'd like to whittle it down, and then maybe we could do that in public. You know, once we get it whittled down.
Yeah, I'd say whittling to three.
Yeah. What if
three's a lot? It's probably going to be two.
Yeah.
Well, three's a lot. Exactly. I mean, three. It we're really pressed for time, and I think we have some pretty qualified people is the urgency, and we're essentially the board is doing all this GM work, and it's difficult to keep everything straight and be consistent because we're all piecing it together. We can't talk to each other. Right.
Take your best two or three.
You want to kind of see? I mean, we're gonna.
Okay.
Well, there has to be a deadline for the apps, and then we're just gonna look in there, and there may be nothing in the app set that we receive, and we'll decide, hey, do we need additional interviews? And if there's anybody any good, then you know we're gonna have probably two people, maybe at the most, that we interview in public. I would say.
Okay, so this whole issue about clearing was a big deal for a lot of the people at the property owners and doing kind of what Steve said with the idea that there's a deadline
that's
going to be for, and then picking your top two if that's what you want to do, or top three, bring them in.
Right.
We have the meeting, and that's it, and that's the scope of that one special meeting.
Okay.
It seemed reasonable.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's what we had in mind, too.
So if we... Sorry, Chuck. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, please.
Okay. So I was thinking maybe we could put a deadline by like July 28th, next Friday, to accept applications. And, you know, as they come in, we will review them, I guess, and, you know, take them until that day. And then I don't know if it makes sense to call like another special board meeting like Monday, August 31st. July 31st, or if it makes better sense maybe to have the meeting we're having on August 3rd a little bit earlier at like 6 o'clock and conduct interviews before that. I don't know if that's possible, if that's too much to handle in one night, but just a thought, we could either, you know, schedule another special meeting just for these interviews after we close the application date, or we can try and fit it in before
I would prefer to kind of, if we can combine it, I mean, to get it all done.
But is August 3rd too late to make a decision for our general manager? Because then that leaves that general manager 1 week to work very hard to accomplish some of
our
John. John, go ahead, sorry.
John Avis. The museum is very, very limited in size. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to interview for a general manager, you're not going to have room.
Go ahead, Chuck. I'll go after you.
Chuck Franklin, a question for Steve. Are they obligated to have public comments on when they're interviewing their two candidates? Because we could be into another 5-hour meeting.
Yeah,
with
that. I
quit. Can they just, you know, do the interviews themselves and whatever?
Yeah, you know.
If you open it up to the public, you'll be here a long time.
Fair question. And that's also a good point for the gentleman over there. Given that you'll be having a public hearing on the 3rd, I would not combine the two. But as far as the question regarding the public comment, what we'll have is the agenda will look like kind of how it is now, where you have public comment early, and then you take public comment, and then once you get into the interview, there certainly isn't any obligation on the part of the board to expose your candidates to questions from the public. That's the prerogative of the board and the prerogative of the chair if you want to do that, but there's no legal requirement that be the case.
Maybe you could put in, they could submit written questions to the board in advance and paper. Then they don't come to the mic, but you can look through and make sure you're covering what people are interested in.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
You know.
I'd like to enter a comment here. We did have public notice in the Mountaineer Progress in the form of this article that came out last week. Wrightwood Community Service District seeks general manager is a headline. And I'm wondering if this satisfies the requirement for requests for applications from the public. We've said all along that we were looking for locals, for people that were here in our area to apply for this position. And so I'm trying to see if it's not redundant to then go ahead and put it again in the paper, which makes us fall backwards in our timeline a little bit. Can we have some kind of consensus maybe that this was an official notice? In fact, it is larger than the notice that we were suggesting that we would publish. The only difference is there's no, there's email addresses at the bottom also. But anyone trying could figure this out.
Yeah. I agree with you, Stephanie, just because we have had submissions come to us.
Uh-huh.
So people have been aware that we are seeking a general manager. We've had resumes turned into us and emailed to us. So I agree with you on that. Maybe since that's happened, we can, you know, put a deadline for this Friday to make it quicker. And I don't know.
Yeah, and my point here is also that what we really want is transparency. And so we want to have these interviews be conducted in public, and you know, in a public setting. And so if we can go forward with maybe the applications that you have already received and you said that they were good, then we could go forward with maybe two of them and interview them at the next meeting. There would be full transparency amongst everyone here.
And continue to leave the window open until this Friday or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
The 21st?
This Friday, the 21st. I'd originally mentioned the 28th, thinking that we could interview the following week, but I think it's important to get this done.
So are we thinking about having a meeting next Tuesday, the 25th, for an interview?
Is it possible to do it on Monday? I know that we thought we wouldn't do them on Monday because Michelle teaches, but I don't know that Michelle's going to be here next Monday.
No, she will not.
And Monday is wide open.
Okay.
So I'm open Monday.
Okay.
Is there anyone from the audience that would like to make a comment on what I just said?
If you restate it.
to restate that the...
we're going to shorten it even further.
The notice for application was already officially published in the newspaper, and that we do not need to redundantly publish again. Okay.
We agree with that part.
Okay.
Sure.
You do, Patrick.
You just keep going.
Well, at least your disagreement is on record. It's important. That's what we're talking about.
But again, I disagree with that.
Okay.
Because you know when you did this, the way you're doing it, you're just fluffing by it. But continue.
Well, would you like to come up to the microphone? And
yeah.
I would just like to know what fluffing by it means.
Yes. It doesn't feel like we're fluffing.
Martin, you did not officially do as you said you were going to. Ad hoc committee, present to the board the duties and requirements, the needs that you're going to have for a general manager, and then post that for out to all of us and to people wanting to maybe submit an application. You didn't quite do it like that. But what you're doing, you're comfortable with. If everybody's comfortable with, continue.
I think what we're missing here is that we didn't formally publish the actual application.
No,
that's
and,
that's the point
you're saying
made.
Now.
Right.
If you did do it, oh, we
no,
did it
I never said
you're
that.
You're saying you hid it inside of an article written by somebody else. You never actually formally said it's available for application. But it's also a mute because you're going to do this way anyway. Please continue.
But I would say that I don't think anyone's been deterred from sending in their resume for that they know about the job, and that's Stephanie's point. They know that the job is available.
I think just one second. Slippery slope of going to not doing some things kind of like kosher and now doing this and continuing to do that. That's my concern.
The point is that we get resumes from to fulfill the job. And I think that if somebody doesn't know we're looking, I mean, they should know by now. That's what we're trying to address. We'll do as much as we can to make sure we get as many resumes as possible, as many qualified candidates as possible. So we really need a GM, and so we're trying really hard to get it.
My name's Nancy Goldstein. I think that if you're going to give a deadline, you do have to publish something saying what the requirements are
right.
And what it is you want.
Right.
So.
Right.
Good point.
Is that a 2-year term?
No.
4-year?
No.
It's not
an elected position. There's no term associated with it. The term would be whatever is negotiated with the board as far as the employment contract.
Right. Right. All right, so what do we want to do here? We want to publish it and sort of try to satisfy both.
There's a comment from Glenn.
Oh.
Hi, Glenn.
My name is Glenn Goldstein. And, just for the heck of it, I'd like the one who here who knows, or you don't have to speak all at once, but what are the requirements for the general manager? Is it a construction background? Is it an economic background? What are the parts that you're looking for?
Yeah, it has to be, well, they have to be able to deal with the board. They have to have, ideally we'd like somebody with some government experience. I'm sorry, did you have something?
No, no,
oh, okay. And they should, they have to have experience with hiring and firing people, contractors, taking care of facilities. There's just a general manager position, for all the facilities we have around here.
Yeah, can I continue for just a moment?
Yeah.
Let's see. So it's facilities management.
Yeah.
And construction of facilities or of any kind of
no
background
no.
to understand any of that kind of thing, like redoing the parking lot or anything like that. Just send it out for bid. It comes back. Hopefully, they're in code.
Right.
And so the person has to be able to understand what code is, presumably.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have to have experience and regular office skills. They're going to have to make invoices for people that use the facilities. We'd have to make sure they get insurance, make recommendations to the board, what needs to be done at the facilities.
Okay. So they don't have to have any physical facility background, just economic and the contract and stuff.
Right. Management. I mean, you want somebody with some management background.
And this is a part-time position, too. It's
right.
A full-time position.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so if we stick by setting the application deadline, we need to actually formally notify the public that there is an application deadline.
Agree.
And I'm just looking at the calendar here. Did Steve and Vicki, did you say this could actually be published tomorrow?
It can
or not tomorrow, Thursday?
If we get it tomorrow morning.
Okay.
As we go to press.
But it'd just be a reference to the Wrightwood Calif site. And
that's right.
Post it there.
And on Wrightwood Calif, we have the official application with the requirements so everyone can see. If it's published on Thursday, what is the timeline for, what do we set as the deadline to apply? Is it the 28th?
Yeah. I mean, we were trying to shorten it up, but I think it's too short.
Yeah.
So if we go, so if we stick with Natalie's original idea, make it the, is that the 28th, Natalie?
The 28th is Friday. If we could accept applications through Friday the 28th and then have a board meeting on Monday, July 31st,
mm-hmm.
and interview two to three candidates.
So Leah won't be here. There will be three people here from the board, but we can't make a decision because that's a quorum. So that would be
But it has, to, be unanimous, though, right?
Correct. One quick observation, the deadline, August 10th for the dump card, that's going to take a tremendous amount of effort. Maybe we should gear the public interviews and hire this person right after that problem is solved, because trying to do all this too much
we're
might be an issue.
We need that person to do the
paperwork. We need this person to help us with this paperwork.
Yeah.
That's we're under a lot of pressure.
We have the
this.
Paperwork.
Right.
We just need someone to do it.
Right.
Okay, so just to say this again, we put it in the paper. It's published on the 20th. The deadline for applications would be the 28th. Should we make it the 27th for you guys to be able to review it by the 31st? Just trying to be kind to you here.
We could do it.
On the 28th?
Yeah,
on the 20th.
Okay, so deadline for applications would be the 28th, and you would recommend two candidates for the 31st for our meeting on that evening?
Yes.
Would that give the candidates enough time if we call them on Friday evening to report on Monday for interviews?
Oh, yeah, you can interview them. That would have to be, I guess, part of the application is that they have to be available on the 31st and that evening for the interview. I don't see another way that that would work.
Now, when you're saying application, are we creating an application with specific job duties on the application, or are we just asking people to submit resumes?
You need
resumes.
No, actually, I'm sorry.
No.
You need a formal application.
We need an application.
That is the request
with the requirements,
from the public.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, which we could do.
Okay.
Yep, we could do it.
If I can help. Oh, no, I can't help. Sorry.
Can't help. Okay.
So we need this application created by tonight to put on the paper tomorrow?
No. We'll have till this weekend to get that application going, okay?
Okay.
And in the paper, they're just going to refer to the Wrightwood Calif section.
The paper comes out Thursday, so you have to have it there Friday on the Wrightwood Calif.
No. I mean, we hear your point, but it can say something like the application will be here by Saturday or. Yeah.
Right.
It's a notice. They need to know that it's there and that it's coming.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Do we have an official time that we want to put the closing on July 20th? Like 4 p.m.?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Great. How about 12? Do we need a motion for that?
I don't think we need a.
The only thing might be the board meeting on the 31st.
Oh, yeah.
I have a place for that.
Well, this building is open and all day. So
do we want to do it at 7? The 31st?
I would prefer 5, but. 7, yeah.
I think we got to do it at 7.
Well, I think maybe the public will give us an allowance for having two board meetings during that week. One would be at 5 p.m. and the other one would be at 7 p.m. Oh, no, we're interviewing candidates.
Yeah.
I'm okay. I'll be there at 7.
All right.
I think you should note somewhere on this that you will accept questions for the candidates only in writing to the board at the beginning of the meeting. Then they know in advance, and we can provide cards for them. Then they know they can't jump on the candidates.
That's a good idea.
So it needs to be somewhere in the paperwork on the agenda or on the agenda. Probably.
I think it could just be on the agenda for
the
31st, right?
At the beginning, first of next.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Do I have a motion for a special meeting on the 31st?
So I'll make a motion that we'll have an interview on July 31st at 7 p.m. to interview a general manager for the position for...
I think you just have to call for a special meeting.
Yeah.
Special meeting?
Yeah, just, and then we just get it on the agenda.
Special meeting for 7 p.m. for the general manager interview.
Mm-hmm. All right. Somebody got a second?
I'll second that motion.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right, the motion carries. We'll meet on the 31st at 7 p.m.
Here?
Yes. Chuck
Franklin, for clarification, do the interviews on the 31st, are you hiring somebody or picking somebody that day? Are you going to go into closed session, discuss it among yourselves?
We're gonna put it on the agenda. So that part of it will be on the agenda.
That part of it as far as hiring or...
Yeah,
or,
yeah, maybe, you know, we got to... Shouldn't think of
the
way Natalie and I got to talk about.
I suggest that the whole scope be agendized to give the board latitude
right.
to do as much or as little as you want to do at that time after conducting the interviews. So what you'll see is you'll probably see all that on the agenda. You'll probably see discussion of possible action regarding appointment. You'll probably see a closed session on there. That doesn't mean that the board will do that. They might take that off. They might find that it's not necessary to go into closed session, but because it's a special meeting, I have to include the full scope on the agenda to allow the board the latitude to be flexible enough to deal with whatever they want to do.
Item 11, discussion of possible action regarding Wrightwood Classic Car Show alcohol sales.
I'll drink to that.
Very good. Please come up to the mic and
bring a beer next time.
Wait, we don't have shirts.
So we added this. It's similar to the Mountaineer days. We need to produce a letter, and the CSD needs to produce a letter and get it over to Leo. And so he can present it to the ABC and get approval. I don't know that we even need is that something I can do, Steve, or do we really need a motion for that?
I think I would suggest a motion.
Okay.
So that, again, what you don't want to do is have individuals running off without any authority.
Plus, Shannon can do that. She, right? I mean, we have the template. We just need to approve it.
Yeah.
Right? You don't have to do that work. What?
That is great news.
He's looking at it.
Well, Shannon might have the format of the letter, but it might be better to come from the board president. She's not an employee of the district. It doesn't really have authority. The scope of her authority under that services agreement, which hasn't been approved, is that is janitorial stuff, and that's not necessarily issuing letters for the sale of alcohol at events, you know, at upcoming events. I would suggest that the board authorize the board president to sign that letter And then the board president, President Zuber, can get that document perhaps from the county.
I already have it.
Okay.
So I already have it. So it's really easy.
Okay.
I'll just scan it.
Yay.
Copy, paste, edit, done.
Good. Don't forget the button.
it won't be hard. Okay, do I have a motion to authorize the president to produce this letter?
I will make a motion to authorize the president to produce a letter for the Wrightwood Classic Car Show alcohol sale.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right, the motion carries. I'll produce the letter. All right, 12 committee reports. Seems like we covered a lot of this.
Mm-hmm. I think we all from our reporting.
Should we move on to item 13, director's comments? Any comments?
No comments.
We've already talked a lot. We've gone over the future board meetings. We've got a lot of those.
You want to? Maybe we should recap the two meetings that we've got. One on the 31st.
Yeah.
That's for the interview, special meeting, and then another one on the 3rd, right?
3rd for the hearing.
For the hearing for LA County folks.
Right.
Those are the only.
Are we straight there, Steve?
That's correct. That's what I have on my.
Okay.
July 31st is at 7 p.m. here in the community building, and August 3rd is 7 p.m. at the old fire station at 6,000 Cedar.
I would just like to make a comment on the email list. I apologize for spamming the heck out of everybody with all those documents, but. You know, I'll have a much better system to keep it all straight. That's not a problem. I was just dealing with two lists and had to merge it together. If anyone did not get the emails I sent out and they expected to, please let me know so I can put it on my list and get it straight.
If I may speak to that, and this may not be appropriate for me, but I just want to say that the amount of work that the board has done. Is incredible. It typically that isn't how that this day-to-day stuff that you're doing is the typical role. Typically it's policy, and you attend board meetings, and there may be some committee meetings. But the amount of day-to-day work that all of you are doing is incredible, and just that needs to be noted publicly, in my opinion.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
you very much. What time did we decide on the museum meeting?
7.
7. If there's no other public comment, I'm going to adjourn the meeting.
Oh.
Wasn't sure where to put this in. Yesterday when you had sent out about the deeds, and I had questions about
the
Hall of Stewart Park, because I wasn't aware that was a lease agreement.
I don't know that it is. Stephanie's the expert on this.
I checked with Stephanie, and she said that
it is a lease
agreement. So that took care of the deed stuff.
Okay.
I haven't heard anything about the Hall of Stewart lease agreement. Is that something that maybe you could send out in an email?
Sure.
The lease agreement, and then we could take a look at it?
Sure.
Sure, and there are two lease agreements. There's the one for Hollis Stewart and the one for the community park at the Wrightwood Elementary. So we could do that too if you want.
Are those the only two leases that the board has to deal with?
Yes, and they're both with Snowline School District.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, John. Any other comments?
I don't believe it's against church and state, but could we possibly check into using the auditorium at the elementary school?
They have given us permission to use it. I'm not sure we're at capacity right now. Do you feel it's a...
It's more than this room.
No, you're absolutely right. The capacity is larger there.
And they're not in session yet.
I'm just wondering if we need to move up to a larger capacity right now.
Well, that's your option.
Are you commenting just because maybe it's available?
Yeah.
And then when this place is not, is that your comment?
I'm saying for this special meeting that you want to call.
Oh.
That
the protest.
Rodney says that the old firehouse does not have the capacity over about 12, 15 people.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for a crowd, the capacity at the auditorium is larger than...
You're absolutely right. So for the public hearing on August 3rd, we can
check into it.
We
right?
have to. We have to, see. We don't have any time to check into it because we have to publish the notice.
Oh, okay.
Plus, it's summer break. Getting permission tonight would be difficult.
Right.
But that's a very good point.
Yeah. It's a change of meeting. I mean,
I don't
put
think
it on the firehouse if you have to, if there's that many people, you could change the location.
And not for a public hearing,
not,
I don't
not
think.
For this.
It's
no.
different
no.
than
it's
a
Steve
you have to notice it out. It has to be
right.
public. It's published in the newspaper.
Yeah.
And
no, we don't have any time. It's...
It, you know, what I have seen and what I've done in the past is if we get to the point where we're over capacity, then you could call the meeting and then move it to a different location. That's certainly not preferable.
Yeah, it's a little cumbersome. We better stick with our plan.
I don't know.
You can get about 40 people in there, staying room only, but that's okay.
Okay.
Right.
I think there's a requirement on the door, says 40, as I recall, or above the door.
Right. Okay.
You can put the Jumbotron outside.
Yeah, we'll pull that out of the equipment shed. Okay, well, that's a good idea, though, for future use. That is a good idea. I didn't know that. Okay, meeting adjourned.
Thank you.